Intervju Radija Študent.
Lepo pozdravljeni v današnjem Ereš intervjuju, v katerem se pogovarjamo s švedskima glasbenikoma Marian Valentin in Andreasom Verlinom, ki tvorta zasedbo Wild Birds and Peace Drums. Razlog, da sta danes v našem studiju, pa je, kot že veste, njun nocojšnji nastop v komuni Kina Šiške ob 9. zvečer. Wild Birds and Peace Drums sta do danes izdala 3 albume, trenutno pa sta nekje na začetku njune turneje, na kateri predstavljata svoj zadnji, torej 3. album Rivers, ki je izšel na nam dobro znani britanski založbi Leaf. Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
well,
we have to start with the question that I'm not really fond of, but like we know that not everyone is acquainted with your music and with your band, so please just explain something about how you two met and formed the band.
It was maybe 5 years ago or something in Gothenburg. We were hanging out and playing in the same kind of with the same people in bands and hanging out at different music clubs. But first there was we became a couple. There was some love, and then, like a year later, the music came.
But yeah. What were your musical backgrounds before you met and formed a band? Because you said that you played in bands. So
yeah, I mean, both of us have been. I mean, we both come from like small towns, and been. I mean. I think we both come from the improvised scene, like playing a lot of improvised music and, you know, some noise and some pop and some... We've really been playing everything, both of us, I think. So, but at the time when we met, we played a lot of improvised music, actually. So that's when it's normal to just hang out and play late nights, you know.
So, like, you were playing in clubs or just
no,
with your friends?
Both at clubs, like open clubs. I mean, Gothenburg is a quite small community of people, you know, playing around. And yeah, we met that way somehow. I saw Andreas play, and I thought he was a great drummer, and I wanted to play with him. At a show I had, and then he was at that show, and yeah, we continued playing.
Yeah.
But were you like listening to a lot of improvised jazz or something like that at that time or not?
I still do. I mean, at one, I think so. Albert Ayler and John Coltrane, Alice Coltrane. Even if we haven't infused that in our music, I mean, maybe that's like hard to tell people because we don't sound like that at all. But for us, improvisation is a big part of music and a big part of life as well. Yeah.
But when you formed the band, did you have an idea behind it, or was it all just part of improvisation? Or I don't know, did you know, or did you have a vision about what were you trying to create, or were you aware of where the music is taking you?
I think when we finally decided to play as a duo, it was more like a reaction against maybe the improvised world, because we, especially for me as a drummer, I liked to play less and less and not be so virtuous, and you know, that's which is hardly highly which is very important in some other genres, you know, that you should be very good. So this was, we basically found a platform where we could just play easy and honest music, and it, some songs were maybe more like a traditional pop songs, but with very, very, very few instruments and just percussion and voice. And so I think we just found somewhere where we could actually play how we love to play, you know, not how we not how you're supposed to play or supposed to write songs. It was just like a, you know, secret room somewhere.
For us, it was a very like open platform, finding each other musically and making music with just drums and vocal, as we did a lot in the beginning and still do. But it was our way of trying to find minimalism somehow.
Yeah, but yet it's not very, it is minimalistic, like if we think that your equipment is very like restricted only to voice and drums and sometimes keyboards, but yet it still sounds very full and not very easy. Like it's very, I would say complicated, but it's really like full. And I noticed that when you were using this choir, before I read about it, I thought, okay, they're looping the voice over and over. And then I read that you were actually using, I mean, recording a choir. So how did that idea come to you? How did you decide to actually
to work that way? Why did we do it? I think that was that's our third record when we decided to work with the choir. And the two records we did before, we did just really the first, I mean, we did them both really quickly and randomly, kind of. I mean, for us, the record hasn't been a really important part of our creativity yet. They have more been like a way of putting the music somewhere else, letting it go, and then be able to move forward and create new things. But I think that stage when we started thinking about using a choir, we were really tired of our sound, actually. We've been touring so much, and we just felt like there's such a typical way of feeling, stopped by yourself sometimes. Okay, this is my sound, now I'm supposed to repeat this all the time to make people happy. Or what is the goal of being creative or being a musician? Is it to stand on stage and sing the same thing over and over? And we felt really like we just needed to do another project, and we wanted to work with voices somehow. Because just before, we did this concert in London with a lot of drummers playing our music, and it felt so great adding a lot of people and sound, but still it was in our sphere of sounds, you know. And now we're like, okay, we could add a lot of drums, now let's add a lot of voices.
And so you put it together.
I mean, that was also like, let's make it complicated, but let's make it as simple as possible. It always should have that balance of making it pure but still vibrant and interesting somehow.
So, but you didn't never put like 20 singers and 20 drummers together?
No.
Or,
not yet, no. Not yet, one day. Yeah.
Great. But how do you write the songs? Like, who's making... I noticed that your lyrics are... what I wanted to ask was like the importance of storytelling to you, because I also read that you were taking drama lessons, or I mean that you met on the while studying.
Yeah, it's called the drama. We were actually both studying. You can compare it to like free art, but in music. So I was mostly studying the voice, and Andreas was studying
the drum.
Really simple. So drama, I wouldn't.
Do you feel like the importance of storytelling in your music, or is it just that you're more interested in sounds of the words, just like put together? Or
I would say both. I would say I wouldn't use the word storytelling, but because I think I'm really incompetent of writing a story from A to B, because I'm not so logical when I feel. You know what I mean? I listen more to my heart than to my brain. But the words are really important, but also the place that can put you in when listening to words. It's really an extra layer in the music, which is really important. It's more about creating an atmosphere, a place to be with the words.
And music.
Yeah, together. Exactly.
And... could you tell us something about how you signed to or for Leaf Label? How that happened?
Well, it was an internet fling, I suppose. You know the.
Yeah.
We used to work with a small Swedish label for the first record, and Leaf, among others, because now we have like a label, in very small labels, but in different parts of the world. So, which is a great way, a great setup, I think, for spreading your music locally, you know, with the right intentions, instead of having the, you know, the big evil man behind the big desk, you know, that's pushing your music around. It's more of a, you know, people like to spread it in their country. So Leaf is one of those souls that are doing it for us, which is nice.
Great, yeah. I have to ask about this, even though I've read that you were asked this many times, but it's something with this Swedish invasion, and we have to explain it, because maybe some person from our Ministry of Culture is listening right now, and then tomorrow when they get back to their job, they're going to start a revolution or something.
So that's just hopeful.
Please explain what's behind this success of Swedish bands lately.
Well... we still wonder ourselves, but I mean, personally, I think that we both have a story of quite successful artists, actually. I mean, more commercial successful, like Jussi Björling. We have had great opera singers, and of course the ABBA revolution did a lot to it. And I think that made, this is my guess, but that maybe can make people have more confidence, like if they can do it, I can do it. But also to create as a reaction, because we have a lot of indie bands, alternative bands, and that could serve as a reaction to the commercial, flow.
Yeah, but it seems like Sweden is a great place for a young band to start and
I think
play, because I don't know.
I think it's easy to, no one is isolated anymore, but to live up there and that is quite dark and cold during the winters makes you want to do something more, I guess. It's just like, okay, but I want to reach out, I want to communicate, and that's the way to do it, I think, through art.
It's a very big country, you know, with the very few people, so it's very easy to be lonely and isolated.
I feel lonely, isolated.
In the all these small cities around the countryside, and that's where most of us grew up. And then you maybe move to a bigger city, and you like do something with your musicality, but it's always like based on the frustration of being one of five in a small city that can't play an instrument, but then but you're all guitarists, you know, so it's, you have to get out of there, and then you, I think it's like the mix between we're having the, you know, like Mariam told, the old heroes of the old times that made it international, and also like we have a lot of also actors like Garbo and all this made it in the US, you know, that's and so you have this on your left side and then you have the frustration on your right side, and somewhere in between there maybe you make it.
Could be a good trigger for some people.
I also heard from someone, from one Finnish guy, that in all Scandinavia, if you're unemployed, you can still live okay because the government, like, support, the social support is that high. So even if, like, you're unemployed and having a band, you can still, like...
Yeah, it's been really good. I mean, unfortunately, enough. Yeah, I can say that. And now, right now, it's starting to, break down, kind of. We have a conservative government right now, and we can really feel that. I cannot talk really about culture politics. I'm not that, but of course I'm a musician, so I can feel it. But we've had quite good support, and like social security, not support maybe, but safeness. I mean, we've been safe. It's like it's like, you know, it's quiet and it's calm and it's safe, and it's been like that for a while.
Yeah.
Don't you agree?
I don't know what to say really, because it's still I don't know any like anyone who's on social security base, you know what I mean? It's still a very segregated.
Well, maybe it's just a rumor, you know.
I mean the only support you can get from like the culture life is, you know, maybe once a year you can get some grant for a tour or something, which is fantastic.
To make an album.
Yeah,
exactly.
To actually make something, but it's not like you can just...
That was what I was talking. It's not like... Yeah. I mean, who wants to be unemployed? No one in the world wants to feel that they don't have a meaning with their life. I mean, so you want to support the world with your energy, I guess. I mean, otherwise, you should start thinking about it.
One more thing I just wanted to say before, maybe you can't, you know, didn't know what to say because you're touring that much. Now you're just at the beginning of this European and North American tour, representing the third album. I read you've been to China and Japan and that you're touring constantly there. You're just on the road all the time.
Yeah.
And how do you cope with that? How is it like to be on the road?
I think it's grown in our system somehow. I mean, I guess that we both are quite lucky that we're actually two people, because then we don't, I mean, of course we can feel lonely still. You can feel lonely with a lot of people around you, but we can share the experiences with someone that makes this much easier. You know, the home is where Andreas is or where I am. Yeah, but you know, it makes it like that. But I think we just used it. When we're home, we want to be away. And sometimes when you're away, you want to be at home. Yeah. It's that thing about being a human, being a restless spirit, I think.
Well, I think that's a great answer.
Yeah.
I think we have to finish. But before we do, I'd just like to ask you, what's your favorite music site? Or what's your favorite, or what's your routine when you, I don't know, when you turn on your computer and then you're there with the internet?
We actually talked about it yesterday, that we felt that internet felt quite boring right now. I don't know why.
I must say it's for me it's radio. I have like the Swedish national radio, and I follow certain programs which has nothing to do with music at all. It's more about
news.
It's more like
we love voices, I think. Andreas has started this thing a couple of years ago when he started listening to people talking, like podcasts, when falling asleep. because he wanted to ease his, you know, just make him calm, and always slept listening to Ingmar Bergman talk about his house. After that, he got me a bit hooked as well. So listening to people talking on the radio is among the greatest things to listen to, I think.
Yeah, we have a great history of recordings from the 20s and from like the old, how the old people spoke, were speaking, you know, the old dialects, and some people made some fantastic Puerik documentaries about this, you know, just strange old voices. I really like that. So that's my routine, to find new updates on that.
Internet-wise, for me, I must say that it's too badly a lot about like guilty pleasures, like, you know, going into, you know, fashion pages or bad music pages that you really don't want to read, but still you like do it.
But are there any pages, like, if you're trying to find something new, or not new, just anything about music, it doesn't have to be new or whatever, is there anything, any place on the internet that you like to go or visit? Or
For me, it's YouTube, actually. I listen to all the new music on YouTube, because then you can, I like to do the to look for at how the live thing sounds and how the band is live, and then how the and then links, you know, then you can easily find other ways, you know, to bands that like them, or, and it's always there when, since MySpace is a kind of a dead site these days, unfortunately, not unfortunately, just is. Yeah, I like YouTube. That's when you can get surprised still. You know, you don't know what to, you know, you just click on something. And
actually, I think when we talked about radio, there's a lot of, actually, a revival towards the radio thing nowadays. For example, we have a Swedish thing that's called Gimme Indie that has a lot of new independent, a lot of Swedish.
So it's just indie music.
Yeah, but like in a lot of new things, you know, stuff unestablished or... Mm-hmm. That's quite, Pitchfork these days or whatever is becoming quite boring and mainstream, I think, because the indie music in the world is becoming more mainstream, which is in one way great. I mean, it's great that Animal Collective is huge, or, you know, it's wonderful, but...
Yeah, but on the other hand, now people are trying to avoid that.
Yeah,
always like that.
Yeah, you need new currencies to rise then, I think.
Yeah, but you got great raids on Pitchfork. Do you read a lot about reviews about you or about your albums and work?
I mean,
people don't
write about us that much, I think. So when
they do.
Well, of course, you sometimes read it when you release the record, because we just talked about that it's hard. You should play with your heart and not your mind, and just focus. But in the end, you need someone to catch your music, because if they don't, it will just fall into pieces. You know what I mean? So it's of course we want people to believe in us or what we do. But
it's important with reaction. You know, if you're on stage and you're like 100% giving something, you need some reaction. Otherwise, it just disappears. So. And the same, I suppose, with if you release a record, you need something for it to bounce on, you know. And then if it's a positive bounce, it's good. If it's a negative bounce, it's still something, I guess.
It is.
Well, I hope today people are gonna catch your music.
Let's see.
Well, thank you. One more time that you came, that you played two songs, and I hope you're gonna have a good concert today and enjoy the rest of your tour.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Še enkrat ne povem, da smo poslušali intervju z zasedbo Wild Birds and Peace Drums, ki nocoj nastopa v komuni Kina Šiške ob 9 zvečer. Wild Birds and Peace Drums sem se pogovarjala Katja. Of the moment, a strong belief that your heart will mend.
disappointment of suddenly be left alone, like waking up in a foreign country. Oh, your language cannot stand on its own.
Intervju Radija Študent.